From North State Public Radio, I'm Alex Stutson, and these are your headlines for Thursday, November 7th. A collective of six Butte County artists are creating a new arts collaborative in Chico called Sky Cave Arts. Sierra Chick is an artist and enrichment instructor with the collaborative.
A lot of us have already been working with the community, working with kids, and have just found that our hearts, you know, will really connect with them and provide a safe space by, you know, by listening, by affirming, by, you know, just being a coach or a mentor, just by being present with them.
Events will include bike maintenance, youth sewing, and an art church. Artist and collaborative member David Sutherland says that the art church has no denomination.
It's basically holding space so that everyone that's there is a creator, but also a listener. And it's kind of a space where one gets seen in their process as a human being, which I think is at the core of what art actually, the power of art is.
Located on Orange Street, Sky Cave will offer art classes, workshops, and events. Election results so far show support is lagging for California's minimum wage ballot measure. Proposition 32 would raise the statewide minimum wage from $16 to $18 an hour. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald has more.
Wage increases typically have widespread support in California, and while Prop 32 trails in early results, it hasn't been called yet. Anti-poverty advocate Joe Sandberg proposed the measure and says he's cautiously optimistic.
The stakes are huge. If we pass Prop 32, it's going to mean $3,000 of extra pay for over 2 million households in the state. And that's the difference between 3 meals a day and 2 meals a day for a lot of people.
But Sandberg says the state's economy could have an impact on voters' decision on Prop 32.
I think first and foremost, people are angry at the direction of the country and the direction of the state. And when people are angry, they're generally disinclined to vote yes on propositions.
The last statewide wage increase to $15 an hour was established through legislation signed in 2016. Both fast food employees and certain healthcare workers have also achieved sector-specific raises through bills. Prop 32 is the first wage increase to go before voters in recent years. Laura Fitzgerald, Cap Radio News.
A contract between PG&E and Butte County to boost public safety has come to an end. Cal Fire says the utility giant and the Butte County Board of Supervisors approved a 4-month contract in July for PG&E to staff an exclusive-use Black Hawk helicopter at the Chico Air Attack Base. The helicopter was on contract with the Butte County Fire Department and was capable of carrying up to 800 gallons of water at a time. Cal Fire says the helicopter supported multiple attack fires within the county. This includes being one of the first responders to the Thompson Fire and assisting with the response to the Camp Fire. The contract expired at the end of October. Cal Fire says the helicopter flew 36 missions and delivered over 450 water drops, totaling almost 365,000 gallons. November is Native American Heritage Month, a time to celebrate the culture, history, and tenacity of Native people. NSPR's Eric Adams reports on California history to reflect on an upcoming event.
November is observed as a time to both celebrate Native culture and reflect upon the atrocities and abuses Indigenous people suffered at the hands of Anglo colonizers, the effects of which reverberate to this day. Earlier this month, Governor Gavin Newsom proclaimed the commencement of Native American Heritage Month in California. In his decree, he pointed to the devastating legacy of federal boarding schools, 12 of which were known to be located in California, including at least 2 in the North State in Plumas and Modoc counties. Newsom also saluted the contributions of contemporary Native artists, movie makers, fashion designers, singers, and storytellers. There are more than 100 federally recognized tribes in California, comprising the largest Native American population in the nation. Saturday, tribal members from across the state will gather in Sacramento for the inaugural Native American Heritage Month parade. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
The passage of Proposition 3 has reassured many in California as it removes restrictive language defining marriage as between a man and a woman from the state constitution. Prop 3 came 16 years after Proposition 8 passed, which banned same-sex marriages, which the U.S. Supreme Court later overturned. UC Davis law professor Brian Socek explains why this measure is vital for ensuring protections for same-sex marriage in the state.
Our Constitution is now back to the place it was before, and it's clear that same-sex marriage is protected under state constitutional law here in California. So there's nothing that the U.S. Supreme Court can do to touch that.
Socek says this change solidifies California's commitment to LGBTQ plus rights during a shift in the federal government. More progressives will soon likely have seats on Chico's city council. District 7's Topeka Tandon is currently trailing behind Bryce Goldstein, with preliminary results showing Goldstein has secured about 60% of the votes. Katie Hawley, running for District 5, is also ahead with more than 70% of the votes, according to the unofficial election results. NSPR's Eric Adams spoke with city council member Addison Winslow about his feelings on the results so far.
Bryce and Katie got it. I mean, it's kind of inconceivable that those races would reverse. Even Mike Johnson is not super far off, and I'm surprised by the for how much less he fundraised than his opponent or anybody else in the race. He really ran a strong campaign, it turns out, and was receptive to a lot of people. That's the most conservative district in Chico. Katie is winning by the widest margin we've seen in any district election. Bryce is not far behind.
What kind of city will Chico be if you have that type of support, or if there's more progressives on the council?
I think we'd see Chico develop in a different way. There would be less handouts for developers to be sprawling outside. We'd have more creative development on the inside. We'd have more infrastructure to support people walking and biking around. You know, with the conservatives, the priority in pulling government funding grants is to widen roads on the outside of town. They're trying to widen Highway 32 out there. That's the next most expensive project we'll ever see. While the progressives are pretty adamant that we want to support the core infrastructure. And so you would see more projects in the core of town, like elevating the level of like safety and quality of infrastructure as opposed to supporting new developments out on the end of town. But I also think that we want to see Chico develop more incrementally and organically spread throughout the city in existing neighborhoods, see like little like duplexes and small apartment complexes go up in places where currently you can only build a single house. And that does lead to it's like more of the quality of the core neighborhoods where you do have that kind of diversity of housing, but spread throughout the city.
So kind of like a little bit of, what's talked about in downtown areas, like kind of building places around the city rather than just like in the center.
Yeah,
in the center.
Yeah. And I will say that with myself, Katie, and Bryce, we only need one more vote in order to pass any sort of reforms. And in particular, I look to my colleague, Tom Van Overbeck, that may be an ally in some of these things to promote good urbanism in Chico. The others, like Mike O'Brien, I don't know well if he has opinions on urbanism. It certainly wasn't part of his campaign, but that doesn't tell me where he'll sit when the issue comes up, whether he'll entertain the discussions or not. We could end up with repeated 4-3 votes against even agendizing discussions on things that that Katie, Bryce, and I want to talk about. I imagine we would see a lot of 4-3 votes if District 3, if Dale retains the narrow lead in District 3. What it means to be progressive and conservative in Chico now does revolve around, do you support renting working class people or the wealthier interests, you know, and only support working people in so much as their interests align with like real estate developers and that sort of industry. And because Bryce, Katie, and I are the only three renters on the council, I think it's going to be more of a consistent thing that like to be a progressive means to support renters' rights in Chico. And this is something that we're going to have some struggles over. And whether there's any chance that we can pull over another vote in order to institute some reforms, we'll have to see.
That was Chico City Council member Addison Winslow speaking with NSPR's Eric Adams. And those were your headlines for Thursday, November 7th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. You can also find a newsletter-style rundown of headlines on our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Alex Dutson.